Hi, everyone. This is Michael Sparks, and it's the Sparks Team's AMSOIL Dealer Training Call, and it's Monday, January 27th, 2014. Thanks, everyone, for getting on the call. I really do appreciate that. We're really trying hard to make these calls interesting and productive for everyone that listens in. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the AMSOIL Dealer Training that we had this past weekend in Nashville, Tennessee. It was great training that we had for anybody that was invited to come, and it was a really good program. We're also going to have a little assistance from AMSOIL direct jobber John Von Tempe. He's going to be helping out with the call tonight as well. First, we want to get some great news that's out from AMSOIL. If you haven't already registered for AMSOIL University, the announcement was made today that AMSOIL University discount is being extended with less than 4 months till the AMSOIL premier dealer training that's out there is AMSOIL University. AMSOIL decided to extend the tuition discount for an additional month. So basically, you get a $50 discount off of the regular tuition price of $447, so it's $397 for up until March 1st. And this will get you 4 days of sales training and technical training, fun activities, great meals. I tell you what, anybody that's been to AMSOIL University will attest that AMSOIL puts no stops on food. You will not be hungry. They feed breakfast and lunch and dinner. You're well taken care of. And the nights we don't have dinner, the Bell/Sparks team actually has another dinner. So you're always taken care of on the food department. On top of that, you get a 10% rebate on all your product orders. And I think they cap that at $50,000. So if you want to place an order above $50,000, you only get 10% discount on the first $50,000. That's on top of the 10% discount that you get with orders over $10,000. So if you place an order of, say, $11,000, you would actually get a 20% discount on that order. Anyhow, AMSOIL University is May 18th to the 22nd. And actually, if you were going to come to the registration for that, starts on the 18th and at about 5 o'clock. So you can arrive on the 18th. We don't have classes. Classes actually start on Monday morning about 8 o'clock. So you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Your classes end probably about 3 o'clock or so on Thursday. And if you need to fly out on Thursday afternoon, you can do that. A lot of dealers stay an additional day and then leave out early the next morning if you're driving, type of thing. But you can our classes go from Monday through Thursday, and those are really when you really need to be there. Without further ado, let's welcome John Von Tempe. John, are you on?
I am here, Michael. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing great, doing great. Appreciate you helping out tonight. This is exciting, talking about our dealer training.
Yeah, it was a good training, and I was really pleased to see we had a pretty good turnout. As you know, the training was held over at University of Phoenix, and it's the second time we've used that facility. And after when we were leaving, the security guard said, "Hey, you had a really good turnout. It was really good." So it's good to see that that they can see that our organization is growing, and that we have a lot of people that are really serious about changing their life and building a business, and a good AMSOIL business. It was really good. I'd like to, for those of you who were not there, it was just a very good, solid program about trade shows. Michael and I have, and some others who were there have done some trade shows. As a matter of fact, the first trade show I did with Michael was, I think, just about 3 years ago. Just like why you want to do a trade show, how to set up the booth, and what to say, certain handouts that you could use, important points, how to handle a registration that you might want to do during a trade show. There's several ways of doing that. All important, and the thing that really rang a bell for me is the follow-up. When we register somebody, that's just the beginning. Then really, the follow-up is really what you have to pay attention to after that. That's an important thing. We had a short teaching on goals, some things on goals, and again, the difference between long-term goals and short-term goals. We all should have our long-term goals put in place, but as it was a question posed to me a couple of years ago, and the question was, how do you eat an elephant? And I thought, and I said, well, gee, how do you eat an elephant? It's an awful odd question. And the answer to that is you eat an elephant one bite at a time, and that's where your short-term goals come in. The elephant is your long-term goal, but, man, one bite at a time, short-term goal, climb up that mountain all the time. So those are some of the things we talked about, and I know we have some people on the call who were there, and I think one of our newest dealers, I think Dale Jr., are you out there?
Yes, sir, I'm
on
here.
The call, Dale? Dale,
I'm
could
here.
You, you got, yeah, cool. Dale's been a dealer for how long now?
Probably about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks.
Wow, that is awesome. Do you have a few words you want to say about the training?
Absolutely. I'm honored that Mike and Alicia shared the opportunity with me, and I was very grateful that I got to attend the event. Von Tempe seems like a really great teacher, and I think they're really heart-centered people. Mike, Alicia, and Von Tempe, both, all three, based on my perception, it looks like they're looking out for our best interest. So Mike asked me to speak for a few minutes. He said 3 to 5 minutes of my view of the importance of dealer training. So that's what I want to share with you guys. I did prepare a little bit this afternoon for this. There's two key components that determine how successful any business is, and we're talking about the business potential. The first component is marketing, and the definition of marketing is the process of communication, of communicating the value of a product to customers for the purpose of selling that product. And innovation, which is the second component that determines how successful we are in any business, the definition of innovation is the application of better solutions that meet the existing market's needs. One thing that I took from this dealer training was the overall intent or the desired end result of this training session was actually hitting on those two things. And I've got a feeling in the future that most, if not all, of the dealer training will still consist of those two components. So I want to share that with you. Innovation and marketing, anytime we can identify or relate to those two, it absolutely will determine how successful we are in our own business. And again, Mike and Alicia, I know their desire is to help us become better. They want us to become better people and better business owners. Von Tempe gave an amazing presentation of goal setting. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a lot of people out there that even know how to set goals, let alone use those goals or implement those goals. And I'm really grateful to be surrounded around such a great group of people. Brian Frambrock, he actually inspired me. I could tell he believes. Brian, are you here tonight? Is Brian here?
Yes, I am. Slow on the mute button, but yes, I'm here.
Brian, I could tell that you believe in the product, and I took that as a testimonial. You know, we met each other out in the hallway, and, you know, I asked you, you know, how you felt about it, and you told me how much you believed in it, and I could sense that. But one thing that I noticed, too, is, or one thing that I do know, is if I can sense that, then customers can also sense that. So we all need to ask ourselves, you know, how do customers perceive AMSOIL through us? You know, let's ask ourselves, are we interested in AMSOIL or are we committed with AMSOIL? That's two totally different things. But, again, I'm grateful to be a part of this, and I'm thankful for the opportunity and extremely excited to see how we can take this to the next level. So that's all I want to share with you guys tonight. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of this.
Sure. Well, Dale, thank you. And man, you brought forth some very cool points. Especially, you know, are we interested in the products or are we committed to the products? As many of us, I got involved in AMSOIL through using the products, and all my vehicles have the products, and I would never put anything else in my car, you know, or in my mower or anywhere else. The products are just
The innovation. Yeah. The innovation. I love how AMSOIL is just so far ahead of the industry standards. So I believe that we definitely are at the top of the food chain when it comes to the quality that we can offer with AMSOIL products.
Yeah, it is. And really, that's our mission, really, is to share that with people and just put it out there for them. You know, there's no arm twisting. There's no, you know, put it out there. You're either going to accept it or they're not. But there's a lot to accept because the products are excellent. They're the top, the best. I believe they're the best in the United States, if not in the world, and we have a lot of the facts to back it up. And with that, yes, I agree with you. Brian Frombach is probably the poster boy for believability in AMSOIL products. I know, Brian, you're on there. So can we go to you, and what did you take away from the training, and what you got there, Brian?
Well, it's always good to get together with other dealers that are, you know, like-minded. We all share the same interest. We all want to see everybody succeed with their AMSOIL business. So that's always a good thing. And definitely, I mean, nobody knows it all. So even if you've been around for a while, it's good to, you know, make a presence at those things and pick up that one thing. I know you had the little bit about goal setting, which was great. And then Alicia, she came up with the follow-up information, which was fantastic, getting to see how Alicia and Michael do their day-to-day tracking of their customers. That was really good. I was doing that, but I was doing it with a hammer and chisel versus the way they were doing it. So it was good to kind of see how they get along with their stuff. So it's really good. I can't stress enough to come out to those things. I mean, what worst case scenario, you drove out there and hung out with some people and ate some food. I mean, that's still pretty good. But if you learn one good key thing about your business, I mean, what could that potentially pay you back? I mean, if you get that one little nugget that helps you to follow up more with that customer and get those two extra cases sold per month, I mean, it's just, you can't really put a price on it. I think it's a great thing. I'd like to see more people come out to those, and just let's make an event of it. Just let's hang out, learn a little bit about AMSOIL, and when you leave from there, I mean, you feel pumped up. I mean, it's good. It's good to talk about AMSOIL and talk to other people that are having success with it. I'd like to see them continue to be on the calendar and grow.
Cool. Well, that's good. I know. And I know, Brian, you're out there all the time. Like I said, you're probably the poster boy for believability. And I know you have help with Fran helping you, and even Cosette comes out, your daughter, and you've got them all out there helping you. That's a good thing. Make a family event out of it. Kathy, are you there, Kathy Henley?
Yes, I am.
Kathy, it's so good to hear your voice. And, you're holding the fort down while Jonathan is out in Afghanistan. It was so good to see you on Saturday. What did you take away from the day on Saturday, Kathy?
Well, I think it was important how Michael shared the layout of your booth by not putting your table up at the front of the line. I think a lot of booths, when you go to shows, they have their table right up there at the edge, and then you're talking to people and you're getting bumped by all the people that are trying to still walk up and down the aisle and the noise and stuff. So set your booth up in a U and put the table to the back, and then draw the people in that are interested and step out of that busy walkway and have a chance to actually interact and talk with them, and you can hear them better. They can look at the product, and so you'll have a lot better area to actually talk to the people that are interested that will actually step into your booth, making the backdrop that can hold your banner out of PVC pipes so you can put your banner up at the back. Tips on what to say to lead, you know, leads to get them to start talking, things to find out about them, and then to bring those phone squares so that you're not standing on the concrete all day long to help with your back and stuff. So just a lot of different tips and ways to help make your booth more user-friendly and give you a better presentation when the people are walking through there checking. Who are they going to stop and talk to? Is it going to be you?
Sure. And Kathy, you have now, you, Jonathan had been primarily, I know, doing a lot of the Amsoil business. I know you had gone out and was doing the car show up in Hendersonville. But then he took the job and went to Afghanistan. So you kind of had to jump in and fill the void there. How was that kind of intimidating to you at first, or, you know, how did that all work out?
Well, it still is, as far as being able to answer customers' questions and stuff. Of course, you know, it'll take me time to go look it up and call Amsoil or ask someone, you know, and find out for them. But, I mean, that's all you have to do is anyone that's just starting out, you just say, you know, that's a great question. Let me look that up for you, and I'll get back to you and find it out. And then as more and more questions I have to look up and find out the answers or talk to Jonathan, then the next time somebody asks me that question, I hopefully will remember.
Sure. And that's good, because sometimes, you know, we will talk to people who may not know and are interested in becoming dealers, but maybe they don't know a lot about the products and things like that. And I know when I first started out, I think every first couple of calls I went on, and I was calling Michael, how do you do this? How do you do that? So the mm-hmm. cool thing is, Kathy, you had Jonathan, but in the event of not being there, you can always call up to Brian or Michael or me or anyone else, and as you mm-hmm. talk to prospects, the idea is to let them know that they're not alone and that you can't learn everything all at once, you know. So it's a cool
thing. Right, there's a great support group, you know, and that people are there to help us, whether it's me or someone brand new starting or whatever. That's the great support group of our team with Amsoil and with Michael and Alicia and our whole group, is that anyone that I call would help me, and that's
sure,
great.
Sure. Well, you're doing an awesome job in Jonathan's absence, and I know he's filling in a lot while he's there, and we're just can't wait till he's back with us again. Kathy, thanks for being on the call. Jeff Esri, are you out there?
Yes, sir.
Jeff, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing good.
That's good. And I know you came out with your son to the training, right?
Yes, sir.
And what did you guys take away from that?
Well, we learned quite a bit about setting up our booth. We had set up booths before, and we had got to work one show with Michael, and he helped us at that show, but just the idea of setting it up, you know, we can get the customer maybe out of the traffic area, out of the high traffic area, you know, where you mm-hmm. can actually talk to them and be closer, you know, where you wouldn't have like that barrier in between you and them, basically. And getting our goals and you know, doing new things to reach our goals, and just and following up. That's one place where I've been falling down, but I'm doing better. We're doing better. We signed up for the send-out cards, and I believe that's going to help us out some on that. And just getting to work with other Amsoil dealers and people in the business, and that y'all don't mind sharing what your secrets, so to speak, with others. And that's really helpful, I think.
Yeah, it I agree. You know, I've never, I just find a lot of help. And even as I was starting out, and I consider myself still starting out, even though I've been, you know, over 3 years, There's always somebody who knows more stuff and different stuff than I do, so it's always good to know that we can get that response. One of the other things that along with that is I am just amazed at the help we get from corporate, from tech support. I can call them up, and you know, there just aren't many companies that you can get such direct response right away. It's just amazing. Yeah. Well, Jeff, I'm looking forward to you seeing as those goals come into place. I know you and your son are just going to do a tremendous job, and it's going to be good for you. So, good having you out there. It's good seeing you again on Saturday, and thanks for being on the call.
Thank you,
Sam. Sam, you out there? Sam Augustine.
Yeah, I'm out here.
All right, Sam, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm absorbing everything from Saturday and putting my plans into place. How about you? What's going on?
Oh, not much. Again, I just want to echo what other people have been saying. Just thank you for inviting us, for one, to the dealer training, and then also I didn't know that there was this conference call on Monday, so I wanted to thank you again for inviting me into the conference call so I can kind of get some insight from you guys and become hopefully a better dealer in the end. Just like other people were saying, you know, I didn't really know what to expect going into this, but I knew one thing was for sure. I was going to find out something about a trade show. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, it's one aspect of AMSOIL that I just never really considered. And on top of just not considering trade shows, I didn't even think that a gun show would be a place to try to even consider marketing AMSOIL at. But as you mentioned in the dealer training, gun show is a pretty good place to go. For one, you got the metal protectant to protect the guns, but also a lot of the red-blooded Americans that like to ride motorcycles and eat red meat like I do, they also go there and they want quality products. So that's a great place just to get AMSOIL marketed at, basically. On addition to that, Michael, he had a great insight, just following up with customers, saying thank yous, you know. He brought out the statistics about how customers appreciate thank yous more than just the next marketing gimmick or the next sales pitch, you know. They appreciate just being treated like a human and letting them know that you appreciate them spending their hard-earned money on this quality product. And then also, just to echo what everybody else was saying about the goal setting, that's one area where I've always had goals. I've always, you know, thought, well, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to start moving. But my thoughts never got onto paper. And like you said, the difference between a written goal and a thought goal is just a dream. So I had a lot of dreams, and some of those dreams came to fruition, but others are still out there. So one area that I'm tightening my shot group up on is just in that, just writing out my goals and exactly what I want to expect and when I want to accomplish them by. That's about all I got. Again, I just want to thank you guys for this opportunity.
Well, that's good. Thanks, Sam. I was glad to see you out there on Saturday. It was good. And one of the things, as you were talking, mentioning in terms of a short-term goal, what we do in AMSOIL is we look at where we are and we say, well, you know, it's not good enough. You know, doing a 9-to-5, having someone else basically selling our lives for a dollar or whatever we're getting paid, it's not good enough. So we're out to change our own lives, but we can help other people change their lives too. So that's just a cool thing, and that really, you know, makes me want to do this even more. But I also notice of my dealers, the only dealer that I have in true confession on this call right now is Brian Frambach. and Brian is on this call a lot. I've got other dealers. But my short-term goal, and I'm putting this in front of you, so I'm going to have to stand up for it. My short-term goal is to get at least one more dealer on this call next week and the week after and the week after. And that's going to be my first short-term goal that I'm going to put down there. So, and I would encourage each of you to do the same. Send out emails. Even if you make a phone call and say, hey, there's this great training call. And sooner or later, you get to the point where you've got so many dealers that who knows, you may end up doing a training call on your own, and that's how this whole thing grows. So that'd be a cool thing. Hey, is Brian Stewart on? Brian Stewart on the call tonight? I guess not. All right. Well, that's all I have, too. Man, it was a good training. I think, we'll do these things. I think it's been about a year since we've done one, and I don't know if we're going to think annually or semi-annually or whatever, how we're going to do them. We don't want to want the conflict with anything else, but they are beneficial for all of us. I learned some cool things. Follow-up is important to me. I've got to work on that for sure. One of the cool things that Michael brought forth, and I'm going to start this right away, is how he's got all of his accounts on his cell phone with the account number and all the information. So if somebody calls up, doesn't matter where he is, he can take an order. And that is just gold. So I thank you, Michael, for sharing that with us. That's cool stuff.
Excellent, John. I appreciate that. And as far as dealer training locally, and I guess maybe I'll cut in here, but as far as dealer training, I think we should have at least one a quarter. There's no reason why we can't get all the dealers listening in on the call that are local and get them into one location and have a training. And there are so many different ways and things to talk about as far as the AMSL business goes. She could have one a month and still not run out of things to talk about, that's for sure. Then like Frambach said, that just getting together and networking and bouncing ideas off each other, that's almost priceless in itself. So.
That's one of
my goals, is to have at least one a quarter. And to take that to the next step, for anybody listening in that's in the Sparks team, I'd encourage anyone, don't wait for your sponsor or your DJ to have a dealer training. Have one yourself. And if it's only you having it, that's okay. Next time you just bring another person and then have them bring a person. And before long, you have more and more people. And one of my long-term goals is to be able to travel around the country. We were actually planning on a trip to Pennsylvania in April, April 12th, as a matter of fact, and we're going to do a dealer training in Pennsylvania with our group of Andre and Premier Direct Jobber Andre Dychuk and Chuck Gutlaber out in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I'd like to take this across the country. I don't think there's enough AMSL dealer training, and I think there should be more. I appreciate everybody listening in tonight, especially on the calls, because I think this is a great way for all of us to get together and whatnot. I mean, before we get off here, I'm glad everybody, again, is listening in, and I want to announce a brand new AMSOIL contest. And this is the reason I'm having a contest is because I want to get more callers onto our calls on Monday night. And my goal is 50 that I put on my goal sheet, and I actually just moved that up to 75. I want to have 75 average callers on the calls on Monday night. And I'm going to enlist your help to help do that. And that would be your sponsoring more dealers and having them call in on the calls, as well as you helping me get the word out to people that maybe, even people that aren't dealers, that might be on your Facebook, and you say, hey, look, are you interested in the AMSL business opportunity or becoming an AMSL dealer? Call and listen to them on call. There's always something interesting, and I hope educational for everyone. So this is the first ever dealer training contest, and what I'm going to accomplish with this is obviously more participation. And what you have to do to win on this call is actually call in. And what I'll do is take the number of callers on the call. I can see all the telephone numbers that are calling in, and I will assign a random number to each one of those, and then I'll pick that random number, and they will get a free gift. But in order to get their free gift, they have to call in on the next call so that I can announce the winner. And if they're not the winner, then they forfeit their gift. So, and then your gifts will vary from motivational and educational products to gift cards to AMSL gear or even AMSL products. The value of the gifts will be from $10 to $25. As they say in the world of business, you have to pay to play. And how easy does it get if I pay when you play? How's that sound? And so the first ever Sparks Team training call contest starts tonight, and we're going to try to do this on a weekly basis. And so we have, I think, a total of 17 callers that called in tonight. I'll take the telephone numbers that have called in. We're going to send them in. There's a thing you can choose online where you get random generated numbers. We'll sign the numbers for that, pick the number generation, and somebody wins a gift just for calling in tonight. So I hope somebody wins, and it might be me. You just never know. So with that, I hope everybody has a great night. I hope everybody that's in on the call tonight, I appreciate you doing that. And we had a great dealer training, and I'm looking forward to have more of these all over the country. So with that, everybody have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
See you.